Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sportsbook. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Stay tuned for a special presentation.
It's a lot better than we usually do.
All right, chums, I'm
ready, guys.
Let's do this. Leroy! Dragons!
Oh my god, he just ran in.
No. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Let's go! 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 Go!
Dracarys.
We are here on a Tuesday night, taping for a Wednesday, which is now Friday, because, well, it's the 4th of July weekend. Man, shit, I ain't doing no podcasting on the 4th or the 5th. How we doing, Scott and Solly? Good to have you back in the fold.
Hi, buddy. How are you? Doing well?
I'm doing good. What day is it? Cut
like
one.
Legitimately?
No, cut one. What day is it?
Oh.
How long do you think it'll be before you actually get confused in your life as to what day of the week it is?
You know, this is a good question. It's a fair question. And you were kind enough to ask me when you stopped by the Lynn Murray Solly podcast earlier this week about my new work and my new work schedule. Because I am working Tuesday through Saturday, my Sunday is now Monday.
Right.
My Saturday is now Sunday. So honestly, I go to work to start my work week on a Tuesday, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's Tuesday. I called a potential interview person for sound bites, and I said, and have yourself a great Wednesday. Multiple days off. I think this is a thing.
So Sam, you're already getting confused.
Definitely.
I,
so. Yes.
I asked that because this year's 4th of July lands on the perfect day of the week, Thursday.
Theoretically, for most
perfect
people.
For
well,
you,
right.
Exactly.
Not
for like the government and lots of businesses or something.
Yeah, banks are open on that Friday the 5th. So I don't know
but
if anybody's
a Tuesday or a Thursday the best, right? Because you can take off Monday, Tuesday if it's the 4th is on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
I call
or
this
Christmas.
Yes,
right?
I call this the Thanksgiving 4th of July year when it falls on a Thursday. Now, it got me to thinking. So what day of the week was the original Thanksgiving? What date exactly was the original Thanksgiving? Solly, I know you're going to look that up as I chat here because you're very good with your nimble fingers looking stuff up. It's always been one of your strengths, many strengths as a producer over the years. You were quick to check it out.
Google machine. That's all people have.
Go to the Google machine. It dawned on me that we decided as a government to celebrate the pilgrims landing on Plymouth Rock and surviving that first awful winter with the help of the Indians to fed us, our natives, our ancestors from starvation and scurvy and rickets and all these other diseases that we then brought over and killed
like
the Indians with, but
again,
don't get me going on that.
Right.
I don't know what day of the week actual Thanksgiving was. I don't even know what the date was.
Well,
our government
1619 when they first 1619 when they first dined with the Native Americans.
And was it a Monday or was it a Wednesday or was it a Saturday?
Well,
and what date and what hard date was it? Because somewhere when our government said, "Hey, we're going to establish a federal holiday to celebrate Thanksgiving," they picked a Thursday in late November. And they kept it there on that Thursday. I'm guessing it wasn't a Thursday, and I don't even know if it was in November.
So funny you should ask, Alan, from 5 o'clock somewhere. Courtesy of Wikipedia, the Pilgrims celebrated at Plymouth for 3 days after their first harvest in 1621. The exact time is unknown, but James Baker, the Plymouth, that's P-L-I-M-O-T-H, Plantation VP of Research, stated in 1996 that the event, Zabe, get your calendar, occurred between September 21st and November 11th, 1621, with the most likely time being around, and you're going to have to help me with this one, Michaelmas, like the name Michael, M-A-S, which is September 29th.
It's like Christmas, but for Michael.
Yes, but for Michael. 17th century accounts don't identify this as a Thanksgiving observance. Rather, it just followed the harvest and included, say, those 50 people you mentioned
all right,
the Mayflower and 99.
But it was Lincoln. Lincoln made it in 1865, the last Thursday of November. That was the first time
got it was together celebrated with Tom Landry then.
And
did that, I heard.
And why? And
doesn't
why?
Really say why.
He
did say due to football concerns, scheduling of football games. No, I don't know why, but Ulysses S. Grant then signed that into law that henceforth the final
Lincoln,
Thursday.
Hear ye, our annual Thanksgiving holiday shall be after conference play and before the bowl season, perfectly during Thanksgiving. We shall play rivalry games.
At least
games.
It's on the same day.
Right, so... I
don't know, November 11th, right, is Veterans Day, or May 11th, one of those days is Veterans Day, and it's the exact same day every year. Why isn't that just celebrated on the fourth Monday of
So
October
Veterans Day floats through the week, is what you're saying.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Why? I mean, Christmas, obviously, New Year's Day, they are specific days, but any other holiday
right.
should well, be on a Monday, right?
I know.
President's
and so,
Day is, Martin Luther King Day.
Right. So if I may, and I know that July 4th is a hard date of very important significance to our country, so therefore it kind of makes sense to nail the July 4th date every year, but we live in a society with economic concerns and the holiday benefits. I think the economy has to benefit from a Thursday, 4th of July, because it allows more people to just stitch together a four-day weekend to get away, you know? Because you know today, Wednesday, when people are listening to this podcast, ain't no work getting done. I mean, it is a mail-it-in Wednesday if you have to go to work, or if you're Scott who has to be on the air at his new job, yes, you're going to have to actually work. But everyone else is just going to be fucking around and not doing much. So I propose, hear ye, I propose we have Independence Day. Instead of the strict July 4th, we call it Independence Day, and we celebrate it on the first Thursday of July every year, knowing full well that the actual date was July 4th, 1776. Hear ye, let's get some fireworks and get drunk. Boom, done. Roasted.
Why not? Right.
Who's with me on this?
That's what I did with President's Day.
I hear you, but that whole July 4th, 1776 thing was meant to commemorate. But I hear you. I hear your point. You want to.
Well, then once every 7 years, we'll nail the Thursday date, and it'll be a special one. Right. I don't know.
Well, they took Martin Luther King's birthday, George Washington's birthday, Lincoln's birthday, and all of a sudden, close to the third of that third Monday, right?
So right.
They moved all those.
Everything is movable.
Flag Day is still the 14th. Right. Everything's movable. Move Christmas.
So,
last Monday of December, huh? Yeah,
so,
it's close enough.
So thinking back to the original Thanksgiving days, I was wondering, did they obviously had days of the week because on the seventh day, you were to worship and to hit your knees and thank God you're still alive and don't have scurvy or rickets or had been scalped by a native or starved. But did they really care about Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, or did the days of the week aside from Sunday mean anything 300 years ago?
For Sally's people, Saturday was the day of rest. So there were days that had religious significance. Saturday is the Sabbath in the Jewish
religion. But did they not work weekends? I think you used to have to work every day back when you used to have to hunt or farm or
that
kill.
That got me to thinking.
I believe so.
That got me to thinking, Sally, who invented the weekend?
Oh, smart man.
Yeah.
Well, in a lot of countries, right, it's the standard is 4-day work weeks, and Friday, Saturday, Sundays are your weekends. I think Italy, right?
I believe it was Loverboy who said
everybody's working for the weekend. Could it have been one of the forefathers of Abel Makonnen Tesfaye, otherwise known as The Weeknd, the Canadian singer-songwriter? Did he invent The Weeknd?
Abel
Makonnen Tesfaye. I would have never known that was his real name, or that was the
Weeknd. I would go with a stage name, too, if that was my name.
right.
It's a good
Wikipedia
idea.
Wikipedia is there for everything, boys. The present-day concept of the weekend first arose in the industrial north of Britain in the early 19th century. And I don't want to live here, but some countries apparently have adopted a one-day weekend, i.e. either Sunday only in seven countries, Friday only, or Saturday only. You got to pick one.
Wow.
Federal government in 1938 issued the 40-hour work week as a standard. So
right.
That's Henry Ford, then, baby. 1926, you know, told everybody do 40 hours, take a couple days off.
Yeah. Well, today, taking my dad to Total Wine and More in Leesburg, or in Sterling, actually, because he had to get some wine, right?
Mm-hmm.
He says... And this is partly because he's been retired a long time, partly because he is currently, unfortunately, in the throes of increasing dementia at 83 years old. He says, oh, look at all these people, Stephen. I can't believe it. Well, of course, it's Saturday. So, you know, it makes sense.
My mom does the same.
And I was just like, I'm not going to tell him it's Tuesday. Saturday, Tuesday. What does it matter? So then
enjoy the time.
I know. So we were in there, and I'm wheeling him around in his wheelchair, and he's looking at the bottles of wine. He's insisting he's got to have a 7.5% wine, and he has a specific brand.
Give him an IPA and shut the fuck up, Mr. C. How about that?
7.5%. Ooh, 7.5%. That's the right. Seven's too little, Stephen. It's a little too much. We go right in the middle of it.
Now we go into Total Wine and More, which is a massive store with all kinds of wine, right? I don't know
it's
anyone.
It's like your Fountains of Wayne songs, Abe. All kinds of wine.
All kinds of wine. There was all kinds of wine. So we go to the back to find the specific brand of Riesling that he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good one. That's one of the only ones I like. Riesling and Moscato. That's the only things I'll drink.
German,
because they don't taste like wine. They don't taste like that red filth that people drink.
It was something like Dr. Fussmann's Riesling. I was like, I never heard of this brand, but all the way in the back, and there is a couple different bottles. There is a 2018 and a 2021 year vintage, and the 2018 had 8%. Which didn't quite hit the mark. And then the 2021 had 9%. And he was like, oh man, isn't there any 7.5%? I'm looking around, I'm like, Dad, and
water it down, Dad.
So
get the 8 and I'll
so
put a little
he
more.
Was insistent. Yeah. He's like, you sure? And I'm pulling bottle after bottle of this off the shelf, and he's looking at them and whatnot. I said, Dad, what's a percent between friends? Just drink a little bit less. He then instantly does this. He gets completely deflated. He's like, he gets annoyed. He's like, you know, you sound just like your mother right now. You know, trying to micromanage me. And I go, Dad, I'm not trying to micromanage you. I'm trying to understand what the fuck the difference is between 9% and 7.5% when you can just drink a little bit less of it. Like, explain this to me.
Quite a palate to your dad there that he's so refined.
Yeah.
0.5%.
Great, man.
Tastes like 7.5%. Huh?
So I patiently waited for him to figure it out. And, you know, I said, well, how about the 8%? That's close. Okay, I'll take the 8%. And I go, but you know, it's a $49 bottle of wine. Oh, that's too much, Stephen. I go, how much?
$49.
He's like, how much is that other bottle? And I was like, it's $29. Okay, that's better.
Six.
I go, Dad, come on. You're a big baller. You know, you got the money. Just buy the four bottles. And he wanted four or six bottles of wine. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
You start get the volume discount, too, from Total Wine. They're like, hey, buy more.
Then we go down to the Portugal aisle, and we go down to the Spain aisle, and he's looking at these wines, and he's like, oh, this is a good one here. And he grabs it, and I'm thinking, he has no fucking idea if it's a good wine or not. Nobody does. There are thousands of wines. And I was just thinking about
Jim Nance. I trust Jim
right, the calling. I want the calling.
Yes.
So
they have that there.
I told him, I said, Dad, as a, you know, for me, I got to get my taste. You're going to buy me a bottle of bourbon. Oh, yeah, no, I got you, Stephen. No, don't worry about that. I'll buy you one, sure. Well, it turns out that in Virginia, ABC.
You got to go to the ABC school. You can't get it at Total Wine.
Right. Well, my dad was insistent. He's like, no, come on. Surely, no, you think you can get one? Well, I can't believe it. And I go, well, Dad, this is Virginia, okay? The Bible Bangers.
Total Wine and More, but not in every state.
Right. The Bible Bangers down in the tip of Virginia that run the state, basically, they're like, nope, we're going to make sure the state has control of this sweet, sweet, hard liquor, you know, revenues that come through. And so you have to go to a totally separate store owned by the state. He then proceeded to argue with me for the next 20 minutes about, no, there's a one in McLean, you know, back in McLean. We used to live in McLean. There was one there. You could definitely get, you know, bourbon and whatnot at Total Wine. I'm sure of it. And then he starts arguing with the employees, the wonderful ladies that are there working in Total Wine. And they were gently trying to go, no, it's all over Virginia. He was saying, well, it might be the county. It's a different county. I'm just like, oh, boy. But it was quality time. I cherished every bit of it, you know. even my cray cray, increasingly cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs father, was wonderful to be with, and I was happy that he got the wine that he wanted. So
there boom, you go. There you That's go. All that
That's
matters.
That's all exactly. Yeah.
It was a good way to spend a Saturday, Tuesday, whatever day it was.
Right, a Saturday.
I asked my mom what month it is, and if she gets that right, I'm happy. Because
yeah. Right, like, what do you feel
December,
like?
I know we're in more trouble.
What does it feel like? So, with this being the 4th of July, what are your big plans? I'm sure you want to know what fireworks have been procured out here at the compound.
I always want to know what's on the wooden board.
How many fingers will this one just blow off? The finger scale. That's a four killer right there.
Yeah, unlike Jason Pierre-Paul, I don't fucking hold mortar tubes and then shoot him around like I'm some kind of action figure. That's what fucked him up. No, I light box and get away. And we light fuses that we then stitch together. I'm 50 feet away from the fireworks when they're going off. But the naming, what's amazing about the fireworks industry, and it's proliferating because West Virginia now has fully legalized them. So they've got big, big stores that are popping up all over the place, which is great. We went to one that was just across the Virginia-West Virginia border, 30 minutes away from where I live, much closer than the hour and a half up to Breezewood, Pennsylvania, we used to have to drive. And
right, to go
this
to Phantom or whatever in PA.
Right, Phantom. No, this store was Gorilla Fireworks. It had a big inflatable gorilla out front. It was awesome. And they had a Waffle House next to it. And I took a picture of the Waffle House with the fireworks in the back, and I said, you show me a better picture of America, I'll wait.
That's America right there.
Right. Yeah. You can't get a better picture than this. If I knew
Papa
there was...
Papa Zabin drinking his wine right in that picture, too.
Right. I was kind of pissed. I was like, if I knew there was a Waffle House here, I would have dragged my brother out there earlier in the morning to go have some breakfast and then go get some fireworks, right? So we're in there, and they have... The pricing is always buy one, get one free, or... buy one, get two free. And so when you look at these boxes of fireworks, they're shockingly expensive for what is oftentimes a less than 1 minute explosion of your money into the air, right? But then you start going, well, this one's $49, but I get three of them. So they're really only, what's the math on that? $17? $16.50.
Yeah, look at you. That's
thank you.
$16.66.
Yeah.
That's the same as a bottle of wine.
$16.33. Yeah.
Fireworks. Right. $49.
Right.
But if you get the 7.5%, you get a 25% discount.
That's right.
And then you can mix and match versions as long as they're in the same price category. However, they have a lot of very tricky stepped categories of, well, this is a $24.99. This is a $39.99. This is a $44.99. This is a $52.99. This is a $79.99. This is a whatever. And so there's a lot of things you got to kind of match. And they're counting on you not matching them perfectly as you just grab all this stuff and put it
like
into
the
your
CVS
cart.
When it's buy one, get one free. You got to find one that's equal.
That's
Nature's Bounty supplements, right?
That's right. Then I noticed another, and they count on, you know, hillbilly rednecks and people like me to not be able to do math. And so to get
that's
tripped
Zabin.
Up by this.
He's terrible at math.
Right. And so
just
not only
one for double the price.
Yeah. So not only that, but they also then tricked you because when you first go in the store, there's a lot of buy one, get two free. And you think that's the law of the land. So now mentally I'm shopping in mind, looking at everything going, that's divided by three. That's divided by three. That turns out a lot of them were actually then buy one, get one free. And I was like, you fucking sneaky bastards. And they're all basically the same six or seven explosive concepts. But the marketing on the boxes and the names of these fireworks and their ability to stand up new current terms, phrases, viral things. I was shocked there was not a Huck 2 firework cake this year.
That's disgusting.
I mean, they've got a backup Terry firework that somebody marketed. All you got to do is Photoshop it, print the label, right, and then slap it on the thing. And you get so geeked up, at least I do, like my inner 10-year-old child is going, oh, look at this. This one's got a cool name and it's got cool graphics on it. You know, all
it's the color. It's like comic book covers,
it
right?
It is. Looks,
colors and
right.
It's like your IPA name sort of thing, Scott. It's all marketing.
Yes.
It tastes like piss, but hey, it's a cool name.
Exactly.
Yeah, 7.5%.
It's so stupid.
Look at that graphics, right?
Yeah. But I was thinking suckers. I could really go to town if they let me name some fireworks, you know? Boom Goes the Dynamite. I'd have Brian Collins' face on it, you know, right there.
Of course. Right.
There would be definitely a Hawk 201 for sure. By the way, you know, she's got an agent now. She's come.
Of course she does. I saw that late today. She's got representation.
What's her future? Or what's her near future? What
14 minutes, 58 seconds.
I mean, who where does she find money to capitalize off this? Pornography? Actor? I mean, what can
she
you translate
says,
this into?
She says that...
OnlyFans?
She says the agency, they're going to do a bunch of podcasts.
Oh, and there's a lot of money in that, honey. Let me tell you.
Right. And then
one rhyme with bar stools, Abe, because that would be the place to go and in a hurry.
I guess.
Right. But, you know, as we know, being in the business, you do one good show, great. There's another one tomorrow. And the next day.
Podcast. She's attractive. That's what she should be doing. Something where you see her.
Okay. So, well, let's talk about
that. I thought OnlyFans, right? Do people still do OnlyFans and make money on that? You know, that's what she can do, right?
What is she in the universal rating scale of young women you'd see at a bar? A 6 or a 7? She's not an 8. I'm telling you, she's not an 8.
Fine. You know. I think what makes her more fine is her bumper sticker that she now has to carry for the rest of her
life. It's not worth the instant fame or the fleeting fame, whatever. It's not worth the embarrassment of what this brings.
Right. Like how
every family member, friend, colleague, school mate who knows you, who you are now, right?
Let's go back to Thanksgiving.
I would never want that infamy. No, thank you.
Yeah. Sally, this is a great point. Let's go back to Thanksgiving for a second, Zabe. What's Thanksgiving going to be like at her house? Oh, you're famous.
Somebody
now.
Got famous.
Why,
this year, yeah.
Why are you famous? Tell me what. Well, I talked about spitting on a blank. What? Someone's going to die of heart failure. Maybe two or three people are. Elderly relatives are going to go, this is absolutely the big one. And they're going to go, you said what about what? That's how you got famous? From spitting on a blunt? Get out. Bro, she'll be out of eight wills. Is it good? Was it worth it is the question.
I think not. Here's a clip. I don't know if you guys can hear this or not. Hopefully it'll come down the line for you guys.
For your job.
I worked in a spring factory.
Can you hear that? Okay, here we go.
What were you doing for your job?
I worked in a spring factory. I'm not a school teacher.
That was my next question because everyone said that you were a teacher and got fired from your job.
No, I'm not even old enough to be a teacher.
I was going to say because you're 21. I'm like, this is illegal. Who
exactly.
are you teaching?
Exactly.
So you weren't a teacher.
Or a bartender.
So
either one.
And also, I've heard rumors that your dad is a preacher.
My father is so far from a preacher. It's crazy.
So everything has just been made up.
Oh, yeah. Like none of it's true at all.
Yeah. There you go. I don't think she's very smart either, so she's going to wear out her welcome quickly.
I guess this gets her out of the spring factory job, I guess, at least for a little while.
Right.
A little while.
So that's good. But yeah. I don't see the path to fortune from this. Maybe a little, but...
Here's,
you know,
what
in a year, if we still know who she is, I'll give you $5.
Here's what Here's what somebody on Twitter said. Dear Hawk to a girl, don't bother trying to start a podcast or become a influencer.
Influencer.
People will move on before you can even get started. Open the OnlyFans now, bank $2 to $3 million, and walk away before the 15-minute window closes. This is actual authentic business advice.
It's true. That's exactly it. You know, I hope that's what her agent is telling her. Hey, this is not going to last. You're not going to be the Haktua girl in 20 years.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be, I don't know, Kim Kardashian in 20 years or somebody who is an influencer or famous. So
what
thank
do you,
God it now.
What do you think of other women now who are pissed off at her because she's introduced this move into the viral lexicon of common discourse, where other women might be like, no, I'm not doing that. Their boyfriends are asking their girl to give them the Haktua. And she might be like, no, I don't do that shit. That's for that nasty hoe from Tennessee.
From the spring world.
From
the
right.
And how
what
many,
do I, what
how
do I
many
come
men
from
have
a spring
come out of the
factory?
Woodwork say, oh, I was Haktua'd by this very girl. That's her move. I don't know if that's happened.
Some girl is now thinking of the sexual sequel to this viral two-word rocket ship that she is on, and they're going to try to make that become a thing and sell hats and T-shirts and get a rep deal with an agent in Hollywood. Now, I found this mashup the best. You remember the Monty Python bit with John Cleese going, are you goa? Huh? Ah, say no more, you goa? And he's goading her on. I don't know if you guys ever remembered that, but here it is.
Been around?
I've been dropped out of school for like a year or two.
Interested in photographs, eh? I don't mean.
Oh, yeah.
Photographs?
I think we're going to do like a show.
Who isn't? Aye. I don't mean.
Aye. And we're just going to be like on a bunch of podcasts and everything else in between.
Yes. That's no snap, snap, grin, grin, wink, wink, say no more.
There's more to come. Don't worry.
Oh, oh, say no more, say no more, say no more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, aye. Oh, aye. You're wicked, eh? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge.
Oh yeah.
You've done it.
I can't even tell you.
I mean, look, you know, you've slept with a lady.
Oh yeah.
What's it like?
They're really supportive.
Say no more.
I love that bit from back in the day. Say no more. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. Well, good luck, Hawk, to a girl. Ride it for as long as it's worth, but I don't think it's worth very much. Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, so new gig at WMAL-FM.
WMAL.
The news station of all of our Utes growing up in the D.C. area, only it was on 6:30 a.m. when we were in high school.
Yes, with the great Harden. Right, yeah, 105 was 105.9 was WCXR. It was classic rock. It was smooth
classic
jazz.
Rock, yes.
Absolutely. But yes, Abe, way back when, WMAL is as heritage as it gets, and it was 6:30 a.m., and speaking of the great Mr. C, when he was here, your mom would remember this. Our friend Andy Poland would remember this because he's on that frequency now, 6:30 a.m. It was Harden and Weaver, and there was so much amazing history. The first station Ken Beatrice was with,
really?
6:30 here a.m. Now it is a sports station, but 105.9 is news talk, and I am doing news anchoring on Saturdays, and I am doing reporting and writing features for the anchors to use all during the week. I am transitioning into newsdom, and it's a blast. And I love the people with whom I work, and I'm having a good time. And I really dig walking out of that office about 5:30, 5:45 in the East every day after getting in at like 9:30. For as long as I've known you boys,
we worked until
7 o'clock at night. We worked all early
hours
in the morning.
Yeah,
I don't mind the
away
Saturday
from your
shift.
Family. Yeah, it's bullshit. Yeah. So
too late, Scott. Mind. They're all grown up. You might as well work to yourself.
Yeah, seriously. Goodbye.
Well, don't want to be around you anymore.
and the offices are in suburban Maryland, right? Or
they're
northeast, northwest D.C.
Friendship Heights,
just inside.
Right,
yes.
The
so they're
right at
it's a lot easier reach than the old gig of going into the heart of D.C. So that's a win right there as well. The only downside would be people going, oh, but aren't you going to miss sports and, you know, whatever. Well, you're going to be a sports fan in your spare time as your hobby, as your passion, and doing other projects and podcasts like this and the Lynn Murray Sally podcast available on Patreon.
Why, the Lynn Murray Sally talks sports every day.
Exactly. And I to be honest, the sports world, Sally is getting more bullshit all the time. I mean, when Isaiah Hartenstein gets fucking $85 million as a 6.4 rebound.
The money is outrageous.
12-minute a game guy.
I'm like, I should have played basketball.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
My dad was only 6'8 instead of 5'9. Damn.
You mean iHeart? Got a big. I love the fact that that's his nickname. I'm like,
is that his nickname?
He's iHeart, huh?
He should translate something to iHeart Radio.
Yeah, that's my company right there. Well, that's wonderful, and you'll be
surprised.
Exposed.
Clay Thompson made so little. I thought that was the shocking thing to me. I was like,
what did he get from the Mavericks?
Can he
like 13 per
three for 50?
Three for 50.
I'm like, can he eat with that money? His children will starve.
Yeah,
like, once in a ring with Luka and Kyrie, how cool is that?
Do you know what an accountant melted down the actual take-home pay for Jason Tatum. The meltdown from his $62 million a year average was just over $26 million take-home after all the taxes, fees, all this stuff. Crazy.
And that was another reason why Clay wanted Texas, no taxes.
Yeah.
Keep all of it.
Yeah, he could have chose L.A. and he was fuck that. Plus, he knew deep down that the LeBron and Bronny show was going to be a shit show. Yeah, so he's like, I want no part of that.
Staying away from that.
Right.
And Dad wanted him to go. Michael.
But that said, it's like, okay, Dallas, you got a guy who loves to shoot in Kyrie. You got a guy who really loves to shoot in Luka. You're adding another guy who is a shooter.
Shooter, right.
And that's all he does.
There ain't much defense in Dallas.
Yeah. But
it's Alice because there ain't no D.
At least they're closer. He could have gone to the Wizards for more or somebody, a bad team or something, I guess, for more money. Did you see the Palinka AI deepfake thing?
Yes. Rob Palinka.
Great.
Yeah. It was a deepfake going, look, I had to draft Bronny because LeBron made me, and it's going to be a total shit show. Everyone knows it. It's the worst AI deepfake we'll ever have, and it's, I'd say, 90% home, to being indistinguishable.
Exactly the truth, but it's not real. But it looks real enough, right?
Let me see if I can find it right here. Let's see if Elon Musk's Twitter algorithm is good enough to do search and stuff. Now the search on Twitter is still disappointing, if you ask me.
I like it. I don't mind it at all, actually. As long as you put in like two words, I mean, it'll give you way more than you want. But if you remember two keywords, you know, you're all good. I mean, I wouldn't put in the, but I would put in, you know, deep fake Palenka.
When did Rob Palenka get to look so much like, what's his name? The actor.
Rob Lowe?
Yes.
Rob Lowe, always. Right. Yeah.
Always. That's why they hired
him. Is that why they hired him? What's his background?
Because he was agent. He was an agent for years. That was his background.
Oh, that's right. Wasn't he banging Jeannie Buss? That's how he got the gig? Everyone's been banging her. Is Jay Moore?
Before Jay Moore?
Are they still married, by the way?
Palenka was Kobe's agent.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right, I found it for you. Here we go. Here we go, Scott. You'll like this.
We drafted Bronny James in the first round, and I'll be honest with you, it was fucking nepotism. You have to understand that JJ and I didn't want to pick him, but LeBron didn't give us a choice. He told us either the Lakers pick Bronny or he would demand a trade to the Celtics. LeBron said he'd go for a three-peat with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Bronny might be shorter than a garden gnome, and he might lay more bricks than a tequila-fueled Mexican construction worker, but his dad made us draft him.
little bit off on the cadence.
I don't even know what Rob Palenka sounds like.
It sounded perfect, pretty convincing, right? I could hear where the auto-tune on the AI bent up octave-wise a word or two to make it fit better. But again, this is the worst it's going to be. So I don't know how we're going to sort out what's real and what's fake in the future. People are already getting duped by the fake Woj ESPN tweets where they don't even pay attention to what the name on it says. They see a blue check mark and an ESPN logo and they go, oh, look at this. And then they retweet that. So, yeah. But it's crazy. Of course, there's a community note saying this is fake AI. Okay. Thank you very much, community notes.
Appreciate it.
Let's talk adulthood. Cut six. Somebody had a great meme which says, adulthood is basically saying, well, you know, if I can just get through this week, it'll slow down next week. Saying that over and over and over again until you die. That's basically adulthood. If I can just get through this week, it'll really slow down next week. Is that how you feel, Scott, with three kids who have been full participants in all these sports, including your youngest now, the last one in the house, playing baseball? How was the game tonight, by the way?
Good. They won 11-5. He was 1-for-2, had a walk. Answering your question, the only time I find myself saying that is when there's a vacation next week. You can't get this shit to slow down. The second you say that, you basically succumbed and you're run over by the wheel that is the week. I've and again, this is going to sound really silly and Pollyannish, Zabe. We mentioned my new gig. I love leaving at 5:35, 45. I love going to see Case and play summer soccer, fall soccer, summer baseball, fall, whatever. I'm like, dude, I'm fucking in, and it's one night at a time. Like, that's the slowing down part. I can't say, oh, next week I'm going to catch up. You just got to ride it, baby.
Right.
It's a wave. And I know it's stupid, but it just is.
I think, Sally, you've had the right idea all along, which is to not try so hard, which is to not strain so hard.
I had ideas when I left, you know, it's been 3 years now since I left the old radio business. And I was like, well, I got time to do this. I'm going to, you know, get back into this, this and that. And I think I had a whole list of stuff I wanted to do. And, you know, I got no kids. What do I care? I got plenty of time. So I was like, yeah. But that's, and I did some things. But then I was like, you know, I don't really like doing anything. I like sitting around watching TV. Playing with the dogs.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing.
And there's nothing wrong.
Every morning with Scott and Doc, you and me, and I'm done it, you know, one every day.
Hey, by the way, how is my former colleague Richard Walker?
He's good. You know, he's filling in.
Is he still pretty sharp?
980 and 106.7.
Is he still pretty sharp mentally? I know he's got his shtick. Sharp, yeah. Okay.
No CTE.
All right. So here's what I had. Here's what I had as an idea. And maybe you can help broker this because you talked to Doc. And I haven't talked to Doc in a long time, but I think we're on good terms. I certainly have always had an affection for him. Of course, he was one of my boyhood heroes, having formed the Fun Bunch when I was just a little kid watching the Redskins growing up. I want to get Doc and the quarterback of my childhood, my youth, Joe Theismann, together, bring him to the Palm for a lunch podcast. How good would it be for me to get Theismann and Doc? I know I wouldn't get hardly a word in edgewise, but who cares? Would that be a good show, do you think?
I think they'd both be a man. Joe is pretty easygoing.
Joe is like, else. I'll talk. I'll talk to anybody. Yeah, I love whatever. To talk. Yeah,
America's guest, Mr. Theismann. He's a guest.
Joe is very amenable, I think.
And even though
I think Doc would be as well. I think they're on good terms.
I've never like talked. I mean, I've talked to Joe on the phone in interviews and maybe once at training camp. Never really been close to him.
You think he knows who you are if you called and said, Steve Zabin? I talked to you many times at the Team 980.
A small prompt, he would be yes. He would know who I was.
Right.
Yeah.
I think so, too.
All right. And, you know, lure of free steak, not a bad thing.
Right. That's why I came, you know. I drove all the way up there.
Right. Why would I cross the river if it weren't for free food, for God's sakes?
I know.
Cut 7.
Just on Zoom.
Cut 7. New conference. Who dis? Great tweet from Matt Schick at ESPN. Here's your new Big Ten standings on the ESPN website now that it's July 1st. It looks like a goddamn CVS receipt. He's not wrong. 18 teams now the Big Ten. In no particular order, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State, Purdue, Rutgers, UCLA, USC, Washington, and Wisconsin. Actually, the order is alphabetic if you are smart and were paying attention. Yep,
by height.
That is correct.
So Illinois, it was 14. Yeah, they added Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA, right?
It's just hard for me to imagine that Rutgers, Oregon is now a league game. Get the
game.
Fuck out of here. It's a league game, Smokey.
League game.
This is a league game. This one is very important.
Well, you got to have some teams they want to beat. That's why they came. I just can't wait for UCLA baseball. They're having to fly to East Coast 6 times, you know, a month. And this swimming, diving, all having to fly. And now Maryland will have to fly to the West Coast for 4 games out of every 17 for these – for all the other sports. That's the craziness.
Also,
football, who cares? It's only five road games a year. Who cares?
Also, because I guess July 1st was sort of the date that they flipped the calendar year for a lot of the stuff that was agreed upon. The SEC, Scott, our favorite conference, the deep fried conference, whose slogan is the best I've ever seen. It just means more. They put out a 2-minute and 21-second hype video that is pure gold.
Here, history runs deep. So does passion. And rivalry. And family.
There's a clip of Uga actually attacking an Auburn football player, going to try to bite him on the leg. I don't know when that was from.
Yeah,
but the whole it just means more. God, do I love that slogan, because they're psycho in the SEC. So they're welcoming in Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah.
It just means more.com, and it just takes you right there.
Yeah.
Badass, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
With the Mario Chalmers lawsuit, I hope they don't use any old players in SEC pictures, right?
What is that all about? I don't know about this Mario Chalmers lawsuit.
Mario Chalmers and 11 other former NCAA players are suing the NCAA because they're still using old promos of their name, image, and likeness, actual name, image, and likeness. So. They're like, wow, we're going to see you all in court when I sue. Because Chalmers, remember, hit the game winner right. for Kansas back in 09 or whatever.
Right.
And every big college basketball March Madness package probably has that shot. And he's like, where's my money? They're right. using my footage. Like, where's my money?
Unlike the Big Ten, which is a coast-to-coast monstrosity now, that makes no sense. The SEC, to me, boys, at least makes some geographic sense. They reach westward into the Plain States and the Southwest, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, to poach some of them. But it's not an obscene collection of schools, in my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong.
A two-hour flight for the worst one instead, like the, unlike the Big Ten or other conferences that are now five-hour flights. Yeah,
yeah.
From Florida to Texas, I guess that's about it, and no north of
right
Atlanta. You know, pretty much that's it, I guess.
Right, and the teams they scoop up, the schools they scoop up, are big-time sports players like Texas and Oklahoma. So it seems to make sense. But God, I cannot wait for fucking football season. That said, speaking of money, cut eight, DirecTV windfall, question mark. Scott, you and I once subscribed to DirecTV, and we may, thanks to this ruling against the league and Goodell, first time we've had a chance to chat about it, Goodell taking right. it in the nuts in court with the NFL. Appeal is coming, I can assure you. But they say that the potential class action refund to those of us who purchased the Sunday ticket could be in the thousands of dollars. Wow. I saw one report saying between $1,000 and $4,000. I am extremely skeptical I will see that, much wait, less no, one red
Kingston's
nickel.
Grandchildren, hold on a second.
That's when you'll see it?
Yeah.
How many customers, $4.7 billion, and how many customers did they ever have? Like,
not
10,
that
20,
many.
30 million?
No, yeah. I don't know if it was 20 million. Every year it was million? A niche product. It's funny, the lawyer for the NFL, Beth Wilkinson, she of the
yes.
Dan Snyder
the
investigation.
David Gregory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Wilkinson
she,
report.
They argued, look, the Sunday ticket is a premium product. It's supposed to be expensive because we're not interested and everybody buying it, right? And the other side of the argument said that the NFL Sunday ticket was unaffordable for most fans. And I'm like,
well, then don't pay for it. Well, that's a crime.
Yeah, right.
It's still America, isn't it?
Exactly. I think
I'm
the ruling
sue Ferrari tomorrow. I can't afford one.
No shit.
I'll sue you.
Right.
Sue
or hey, you have a product. You're packaging it. You're bundling it in a way that makes sense to you. But I want it differently, so I'm going to sue you. I mean, that doesn't make any yeah. sense. Also, that's a bit conflicted yeah. because I bought the whole package. I bought the whole league as a reason. Like they're right. saying, well, you should have only had to be able to pay for the Redskins out of market. And I'm like, no, I wanted the whole league because I had three TVs in my basement and I wanted to nom, 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 eat the whole league. So I actually was paying for what I was wanting to get. I don't know. I'll be lucky to see any money from it, but when I saw the $1,000, my peenie went,
well, if it's $4.7 billion and there's 10 million litigants, I don't know. That's $470 per person.
Yeah.
And if it's even, you know,
well,
$5 million, did you
treble the damages? Because that's how antitrust works. So take it up to
not
$12
double,
billion.
Treble
it up,
baby. I
just got
my Valdez payment last week. Finally. That took 32 years, but finally, no. Yeah, you'll never see it done. I love the stuff you get in the mail. Hey, you're part of this class action lawsuit. And like you look it up on $2. I'm like, yeah, that's not worth it.
That's
I've never,
not worth me.
I don't think I've ever received money from a class action anything.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Cut nine. What are you? High? Apparently, the camera angle in the U.S. men's
yes.
national team game against Uruguay was too high for some people. Some said it was basically from the space station. And it wasn't even lined up, you know, well. It was kind of at a
it
diagonal.
Wasn't in HD. It looked un-HD for those of us who care about that.
Announcer Stu Holden said This is not a stadium for ants. This is just a very high camera angle from the world feed.
Yes, this is not a stadium for ants. This is a very high.
I'm honestly laughing at it because it's about six stories up the elevator from where the other cameras are next to us here. But
look,
that
for
was
the tactics junkies, I'm sure this is great.
Oh, Balogun, great strength to try to get around. Horoho comes across
and
to
it was an
out
arrowhead.
For a U.S. throw. This is again where right. you lose
it. Yeah.
It was an arrowhead, which you presume has plenty of camera bays. And
right.
But the weird part also is they barely had sideline space, too. It was because a soccer pitch has to be 75
it's huge,
yards wide.
Yeah.
They had no space for the corners or the throw-ins. It was very poorly constructed. And they fixed it about 20 minutes in. And at the halftime show, Rob Stone and Alexi Lass were like, someone got a phone call from someone high up on Fox. And they fixed that pretty quick.
They called somebody high up on Fox to get rid of the high up camera angle.
Who was worse, Berhalter or that referee?
Heyo.
Listen.
Oh, the Berhalter hate today. Everyone wants him fired.
Oh, they want him so fired.
And look, that referee fucking sucked.
Oh, the referee did
suck. He was terrible.
Right.
Well, you know, refs can suck and not, but he actually didn't know the rules, which was the weird part.
My favorite thing was when he was holding up a card to serve, and then he let them just play on while he was about to serve.
You can't. And the old rules guy who they have, John Clatterberg or whatever, who's clearly on his on some studio somewhere else, like, yeah, I don't think this guy knows the rules.
The Footballo Steratore. Yes, I'm familiar
so
with
him. So, yes. Why would they get a soccer referee who is incompetent?
Zabe, it was like his second match. I mean, they said
it
clearly
it was his first Copa America. It was only his seventh international competition.
I don't
competition.
Give a shit. It's soccer. Yeah. The rules are basic. They're not hard. This is not like being Sean Hockley, where you have to know when offsetting penalties in the fourth quarter.
When you're used to reffing, Oregon, Rutgers soccer in front of 300 people, and now you're in this, the pressure might be on. Like, you know, people are watching.
Yep, pressure.
Fellow refs.
But you should know the rules.
Like, oh, good job, Roberto. You're doing great.
Just the fucking rules.
I know, but, well, he doesn't. I'm sure.
All right.
Is he going to? He should be fired today.
Back to the high camera angle. I didn't hate it. I did not hate it. I
like because you like the all 22.
I look for soccer. I want to see where all the ants are on the field. I want to see, are the midfielders pressing? I want to see, are the forwards gaining an edge on their attack?
You want to see if it was offsides or a set piece?
Right. Exactly.
The offsides.
I want to see if our 4-3-4 alignment is morphing into maybe a 3-3-5 alignment when we're in the attacking zone.
That's too many
Shut
people.
Up,
but
you're
that's
not
close,
fooling anybody. You don't like soccer. You don't even know it. You dick.
Okay. Well, it is embarrassing as shit that we lost to Uruguay as well as Panama.
Uruguay's good. They've won.
I don't give a shit.
Copa Americas.
I don't give a shit. These are, as Trump would say, shithole countries. We are a world power with 380 million people, including many citizens that we have taken in generously from places like Uruguay and Panama, and have become naturalized citizens.
Talented roster in a long, long time.
Exactly.
Like we should have fared better.
We have the people, the money. We have the beautiful tapestry of diversity and peoples and players from these soccer crazed nations. We've got all the coaches, the fucking camps, the orange slices. And oh no, we suck again, like in the Waterboy. Oh no!
But it's
so we're gonna fire Berhalter, Berghalter, whatever Berhalter. His fucking name is.
Mike
they
Wise.
Want to fire Berhalter.
They want
him. Yeah, he looks just like my Wise. But the one of the many reasons I don't watch soccer. The other for the next 2 years, I won't watch a match. Not just the offsides, the stupid replay, the giving them penalty shots for no reason. That the better team doesn't always win because you can have. In the Brazil Costa Rica game, they outshot them 19-1, but couldn't score.
Right,
this is a game where it's like, oh, so it was so many so closes. All other sports, the better team almost always wins, or at least a large percent of the time. Here,
and the reason
I guess they outplayed them,
right? And the reason is the margins in soccer are too coarse; they're not fine enough. 1-0, 2-1 are common scores. If you would liberalize offsides and you induce the game to be typically 3-2, 5-4.
Baseball or hockey, something closer to
yes. That. Now you're going to have the better team winning more often. But, man, the soccer purist would absolutely revolt.
Oh, they won't allow that. Why? How dare you say such a thing? This is the football.
Exactly.
The beautiful game.
Yeah, they would be having none of it. All right, finally, this one it will end on. Fastest internet in the world. When somebody asks, how's your Wi-Fi speed? Say 420 million megabits downstream.
That was up or down? Oh.
Yeah, well, okay, that's down. That's down. This was hit in Japan, apparently, and it set a new record for the fastest internet ever. 420 million megabits per second. They said it's fast enough to download Baldur's Gate 3 in under 4 milliseconds. I don't even know what fucking nerd game that is, but I imagine it's many, many gigabytes. Yeah, Baldur's Gate 3.
Insane, man.
Yeah, that's too fast. You'd be downloading a lot of...
When Napster around.
Right. You'd be downloading a lot of Huck to a OnlyFans rich. Content if you had 420 million megabits per second. All right, guys, I hope you have a good 4th of July. Any big plans? Scott, what are you doing?
You too, buddy. I'm working, and I may go hang out with friends for a little bit, and then back to work on Friday. All good.
You're going to work? Are you going to go watch fireworks somewhere at night?
There's a slight chance. If not, I'm going to be really boring and probably watch Capital 4th, which is totally fine by me, my friend.
Right. You're turning into Andy. You're welcome to come all the way out to Virginia for the 9:15 showing at the compound. Solly, what are you doing for 4th of July?
Well, I'm going to go buy one but get two free. Just like, no, I'll watch it on TV, I think. Just like Scott Will, the old Capital 4th. I'm not going to go down to the mall and sweat like a sucker watching it in person. Suckers.
Solly will drive an hour and a half out to West Virginia to get one packet of charcoal snakes. Buy one, get two free.
Size small.
That's not good
worst
for anything.
Firework ever, the charcoal snake. All right, boys, as always, a pleasure. Enjoy the long weekend. If you got it, Scott, glad you're working again. And thanks, we are buddy. On a new, we're back on schedule, right? I'll be see on your podcast week. Mondays, right?
The Tuesdays. New date.
Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, yes.
But we're taping Mondays, yeah?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, yes, every Monday.
So we'll tape Monday for Tuesday for the Lynn Murray Solly podcast, now with no Murray. Thank God for that. Loser. Love right. The guy, but he's dead to us.
Gotta get him back on.
Patreon, support them. And then you'll still tape Thursday night with me for the Friday subscriber edition. Late
absolutely.
Night Thursday.
Perfect. And when it's fall, we'll watch the game together and we can talk about it. It'll yes. be a sort of a live taped react thing. It'll be a lot
Zabin
of fun.
Cast, huh?
Well, listen, this if we're taping in the fall at 9 p.m. on Thursday night, then our You Are Looking Live will be the best it's ever been because that's late enough in the day. All the info finally congeals Thursday afternoon. We used to have to tape at 11 a.m. on Thursday. A lot of injuries weren't even set by then.
Football, it'll be great.
All right. All right, mazel mazel, boys, and we will talk to you next week.
See ya.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.